AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration has once again shifted its objectives for the Iran war. In a news conference at the Pentagon today, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Dan Kane said the U.S. military had three objectives in Iran: to destroy Iran's ballistic missile and drone capabilities, to destroy its navy, and to destroy its defense industrial base. President Trump has at times named five objectives, but has changed them throughout the 5.5-week war. Meanwhile, the White House says nothing is final over plans for in-person talks over Iran. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about whether Vice President J.D. Vance would be participating in the U.S.-Iran talks expected to be held later this week in Pakistan. In a statement, she said, quote, "There are discussions about in-person talks, but nothing is final until announced by the president or the White House." Wall Street surged in pre-market trading as oil prices plunged below $100 after the U.S. and Iran agreed to a 2-week ceasefire. In other news, Georgia Republican Clay Fuller has won an election to serve out the remaining month of former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's term.
Georgia Republican Clay Fuller has won an election to serve out the remaining month of former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's term. Fuller says conservatives in his district want to see President Donald Trump's policies continue.
I think it's incredibly important to make sure that we're fighting for the president's agenda, and then if the people here, if it had gone blue, it would have been a complete tragedy for the people in Northwest Georgia.
The win bolsters the GOP's slim majority in the House to 217. There are 214 Democratic seats and one independent. Fuller will have to face another Republican primary May 19th to win a full 2-year term and could face a June 16th party runoff. I'm Donna Water.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. The Thunder scored a 36-point win over the Lakers, with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander totaling 25 points in the 123-87 blowout. MLB, the Red Sox held off the Brewers 3-2 as Garrett Crochet helped overcome 10 strikeouts by Jacob Mizorowski with 7 of his own in 6 1/3 innings.
That's a really good kid on the other side. We made him throw strikes and we capitalized.
Braves pitcher Reynaldo Lopez and Angels DH Jorge Soler were ejected after a brawl in LA's 6-2 win. Cubs ace Cade Horton will miss the rest of the season with UCL damage in his right elbow. NHL, the Avalanche clinched the top seed in the Western Conference after a 3-1 win over the Blues, and expected top pick and QB Fernando Mendoza doesn't plan to attend the NFL draft.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.